And the worst defeat is the most unexpected, and yet the best defeat is the one we smoothly managed to turn into a victory. And not allowed to communicate to the present, we may seek the space to communicate to the future, and if we are also there hindered, what is left is full revolt. And political machines are too big to deal with human talents, and either burns them or let them rot. And civilization doesn't eliminate corruption, it just pushes it up to the high decisional level. And as we mature, a few days can be an eternity, and as we rot, they'll go by very quickly. And as the system crashes and no longer tells us what to do, some of us will easily find back their natural duties. And we are forced to live under the shadow of landmarks that have completely lost their meaning and hinder any new meaning formation. And the vicious has always been celebrated until it lasted. The problem is that there's no longer human channels to celebrate the virtues. And we all need to fulfill something in order to feel some self-gratification, yet very few do so outside the social schemes. And paradoxically, in our social downfall, we can find the greatest spiritual strength. And by maintaining high our awareness, we'll realize that there are common patterns occurring in the chaos around us. And unless it brings the world to it, any small shop in a small village is always going to die out. And technology in itself is not a problem if it is used as a medium to keep on exploring our nature. And only who was able to penetrate his nature within a nature-hindering society is able to educate his contemporaries. And through media, the commentators of our time become the actual actors. And in a time of indifference where no one answers, let's write million letters to ourselves. And all destructive wars occur to silence oral disputes that cannot be silenced otherwise. And in our captivation, we can either be extremely ferocious and die sterile, or tender and be extremely prolific. And no matter how happy or sad we think we are, moods always come in a cycle we ought to understand in order to profit from it. And our duty is not to fight for one or the other polarity, but against the polarization as such. And are we to let humans kill themselves for a debate, or are we to transcend this debate through our sacrifice and thus transcend war? And we can always consider our socially neglected work as a force of disruption for the increasingly high conservatism. And to be an outsider doesn't always mean to be a social leftover, but also can mean to find the time to reflect on the big social transformations. And if we proceed, and as we proceed, our life perspective should change accordingly. And the ultimate poetic ambition is to disappear in the bowels of the earth that has generated the human race overall. and only lower down there can be a clear distribution of roles, while up on the mainstream it all becomes arbitrary. And in the end, the technologically mediated communication will all drive us to fight against invisible windmills. And the soul ought to be pushed through, as for the body, others will find it for us. And we ought to remember that a beautiful thing outside the norms will always look ugly in the eyes of normalized people. And we may do things with enthusiasm, yet not when society asks us to do them all over again. And the advantage of being in a captivity is that we can work on the actual content while dreaming for a container for it. And let's only intervene when two obstinate contenders are exhausted to fight. And having reached a certain weight, all that can defeat us is the fear for other people's weight. And the compromise that we ought to make with ourselves need to be also compromised with society, giving us a way back to our original idea. And when we ought to do something outside the enemy's gate, we become friends by doing it inside it. And we can rest assured that an automated kind of surveillance cannot make anything out of the manifestation of our soul. And the best way to test our virtue is to check on how injustices affect us. And in the obscure, cold darkness surrounding us, all we need is a small candlelight to keep our hope alive. And we all fight the other, not knowing that he or she may be very well related to us. And we stop developing our communicative skills most of the time because of comfort, a few times because we become disilluded with our audience. And be patient that those who have generated the problem in the first place will also find the solution. And everyone pretty much judges based on the system they live in, and this is why the best judgments comes from outsiders. If one or the other fraction is victorious, why should we care if we don't live in the near of a stadium? And with the social inability to make use of its creative force, the official turns sterile and the non-official turns bitter. And in the end, we should be careful in praising those who in the end have built only a system within a system. And so comfortable is the social living that no one in the end wants to be spiritually enriched. And getting used to being tolerant for certain things make us use to be intolerant for everything. And as soon as the outer system tells us what to think, then it is time to uprise. And the landmarks are humans' spiritual destinations, and this is why we ought to favor their creation at all times. And attempting to build our autonomy away from the social corruption, we might become the very center of this corruption. And frugality is the only way we can make sure that reality remains our main point of reference. And even a totalitarian system engaging everything at some point will also tell us what not to engage with. And the one advantage of determinism in the end is that our outcome won't be so blurred. And the downside of technology replacing human effort is that humans themselves requires ever more feedback. And rebellion occurs when we cannot manifest our will within a framework, and submission occurs when we realize there is no other frameworks we can access. Only spontaneously we can provide precarious shelters while we fail when we try to do so officially. And our human exploration should end up walking along a fence, or even worse, between two fences. And as professionalism became sterile, we ought to overcome it by becoming fully prolific. It is not about siding for or against something, but it is about tempering at something in relation to other things. And the more we continue in our spiritual journey, the more we realize how far we got, and the more we realize how hard it will be to bring it back to humans.